progress as a band money to repair Streatham Hall. But actually, they've been doing the investment in Streatham Hall this time. It wouldn't need to be so expensive. Councillor McGlone, I think in what probably counts as the worst speech of the night, though I haven't finished mine yet, suggests that Liberal Democrats just don't care. And if that is all your political philosophy comes to, then that really isn't up to much, Councillor. Because when it comes to looking at what we've said, we've put more money into schools in our budget than you have. We've identified that the Sardine Academy is the wrong place for a secondary school, but we have delivered. And not only that, I think to try and pretend that you were not responsible for every primary school's closure is extremely disappointing.
So in 2003, actually, by you.
It was voted through by you. It was closed by you.
You closed it.
It seems to me this is the difficulty we have. It's either that Councillor McGlone was right to close the school, or he was wrong to close the school.
But he
should tell us which of those it is.
Yes.
Now, Councillor Summerwell, I think, on the other hand, was one of the few people to address some of the topics that had been made in debate rather than just reading out all of his prepared speech. I welcome his comments on the pension fund. I'm not sure I can necessarily agree with them all. It's not very often that I'm accused of being lazy when it comes to council. But as I say, if Councillor Hipwell were here, we could discuss with him whether he thought the pension fund was being well managed under his chairmanship. But Councillor Prentice, I thought, was one of the few who tried to give a proper political analysis by talking about what progressive taxation meant.
I just wonder
if I can challenge her in her thinking just a little bit. She often presents as if she has managed to solve all the questions in her mind and that there's no room for doubt. And I'm hoping I can put a pinprick of doubt into there when we say, really, who was it who stood on the manifesto that said a council tax cut for all residents? That was the Labour Party in Lambeth. So why is it that today a council tax cut is not progressive when it was the Labour Party proposing it? Now, there are some serious problems with the finances, and as Councillor Truesdale said, they are substantially better today than they were the last time that they were running things. But we have seen problems with the investment in buildings like Streatham Hall, Streatham Library, the car park, other libraries, all of which will now need much more money to deal with them. Temporary accommodation issues that Councillor Klein referred to. Nearly all of the adjustment aid money has actually gone plugging gaps in temporary accommodation. But they pale into insignificance when we look at the crisis in the housing revenue account. And I do think that deserves more time at future council meetings, and since we have one coming up, perhaps I can ask the Chief Whip if we'll reconsider making transport the issue when, in fact, housing is the disaster of this administration. When it comes, I think, to what an alternative budget does, is it needs to set out alternatives. Now, Councillor Morris tries to suggest that we're wrong to rule out Zone Road as a site for DEFA. Well, that's the alternative. We are wanting to rule it out. Anybody that wants to rule it out can support our amendment that does so. Those who want to keep it, as the emails that were discovered in June of 2009, they want to keep it as an option, you can oppose our motion. That's what it says. On regeneration, will you vote the motion if you want to rule it out, Councillor? Now, regeneration, we would say you have failed with your regeneration proposals and we would localise to town centre. We would keep the town centre. We would give them budgets and we give them people. 10 seconds, we would like to thank you. Finally, Mr. Mayor, I'm accused of having a budget that only deals with Liberal Democrat wards. Liberal Democrat wards like where Zenner Road is based.
Yes.
Liberal Democrat wards. Councillor Abrams, where the Vassal Investment Fund is. Liberal Democrat wards, like where the Notre Dame Estate is based, Councillor. Liberal Democrat wards, like the new library for Streatham South, which even Councillor Malley has announced. And the roads programme for Knights Hill, which, once again, of course, Councillor Malley's not here. Mr. Mayor, this is a budget, I'll summarise it. Mr. Mayor, this is